Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Allison, I've checked the schedule this morning and everything is still on track for the renovations at our new bank branch. I think that customers are really going to enjoy the new facility when we move there at the end of September.
Right. A lot of people are excited that we're relocating to a more modern building. It'll be a good opportunity to attract new customers as well.
That's true. Why don't we run some additional advertisements to promote the change?
That's a good idea.
Number 32. In what industry do the speakers work? Number 33. What is scheduled to happen in September? Number 34. What does the man want to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Are you ready to pay for your items, ma'am? I can help you at the till over there.
Yes, this will be all for today. However, I heard that this store is starting a membership program for regular customers. Is that right?
Yes. Members can get special discounts, rewards, and advance notice of sales.
That sounds great. How do I sign up?
We've got an information sheet that explains everything. I can give you a copy.
Number 35. What most likely is the man's job? Number 36. What does the woman inquire about? Number 37. What does the man offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Good morning, Ms. Jones. I'm Mark Garrett, the CEO here at our magazine publisher. This is Amar Nadi, the HR manager.
It's great to meet you both. I really appreciate that you've invited me to be interviewed for the photographer position.
We were very impressed with the work you submitted with your application and the pictures you have posted on your website.
One thing you should know about this job is that our design team is very small. So most of the time, photographers are responsible for editing their own photos with software before submitting them.
That's not a problem. I've been working with a variety of those kinds of programs for several years now.
Number 38. Where are the speakers? Number 39. Why did the woman visit the business? Number 40. What does the woman say she has experience with? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Ms. Lozano. Our first focus group discussion will be here at 2 o'clock to give feedback on our new portable battery pack for mobile devices. Is everything ready?
I've just checked the room. I asked for 10 tables to be brought in so that we can hold small group discussions. There are 6 at the moment.
I'll find out what's going on. Maybe the maintenance team is taking a break. Also, I've printed these signs telling people where to go. Could you please post them near the entrance? Number 41. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 42. What does the woman mean when she says,
"There are 6 at the moment"?
Number 43. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Our special guest today is Dr. Betty Mays, the head physician at Seattle Central Hospital. Thanks for being with us today, Betty.
Thanks for having me. I think interviews like this are a good way to inspire young people to study medicine. My main source of inspiration was a documentary that I saw when I was in high school. It made me realize that I want to help people.
What advice would you give to our young audience who are trying to achieve their goals?
The best advice I can give is to keep up with current events. The world is changing faster than ever, so you have to keep your eyes open for new opportunities.
Number 44. Who is the woman? Number 45. What does the woman say inspired her? Number 46. What does the woman say that a young audience should do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's Katie. I got your message about an issue you're having with the website I designed for your accounting firm.
Thanks for getting back to me so quickly. I was browsing the site today, and I noticed an issue with one of the pages. It's the one that's supposed to have a list of our branches.
Let me see if I can pull that up.
When you load it, you'll see that it just has a blank page instead of the list of branches.
You're right. How about I carry out some tests on the site to see what's going on, and I'll call you back once I know more.
Number 47. What most likely is the woman's job? Number 48. What problem does the man tell the woman about? Number 49. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to the Buckeye Theater. How can I help you?
Hello, I was sent here from Youngstown City Hall to conduct a safety inspection of your facility.
Oh, good. My manager said to expect you. Opening night of our next performance is next weekend, so it's important to do this now. Let me get him. William, the inspector is here.
Hello, I'm William Buckeye. Let me know if you have any questions or if there's anything I can do to help.
Thank you. Actually, if you have a floor plan to show where all your stage lights are, including the ones backstage, that would be very helpful.
I'll get it for you right away. Number 50. Why did the woman visit the theater? Number 51. What will happen next weekend? Number 52. What does the woman ask for? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. My name is Cassie Nelson. I'm here for a 10 o'clock appointment. I came in early because I need to give you my new phone number and mailing address.
All right, Ms. Nelson. Please fill this out so I can add the new information to our system. Your appointment is with Dr. James, right?
Yes. The last time I had an appointment here, it was with Dr. Keller, but he's in retirement now.
I'm sure you'll have a great experience with Dr. James as well. And let's see, it looks like you visited our clinic today because you're experiencing a lot of pain in your back.
That's right.
Number 53. Why did the woman arrive early? Number 54. What does the woman mention about her last appointment? Number 55. What problem does the woman have? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Jamal, aren't you in charge of the interns here at our realtor? I was wondering if you might be able to spare one or two of them for a special assignment.
I usually try to assign them to tasks that suit their abilities. What kind of special assignment do you have in mind?
I'm supposed to digitize all of these new properties, both for sale and rent, by the end of next week. I thought that with help from interns, we could enter all specific data into our database in no time.
I think that's too demanding, and I'm not sure they are familiar with our system. Why don't you hire an outside company and outsource it?
I requested it, but the manager rejected it due to a budget deficit.
Number 56. Where do the speakers work? Number 57. What does the woman ask for assistance with? Number 58. Why does the man say, "I'm not sure they are familiar with our system"? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Greg Ramsey. I own a recruiting firm, and we are going to relocate soon. Before the move, I want to discard all of the unnecessary documents, but they contain confidential personal information, so they should be disposed of securely and properly.
All right. We can destroy them according to your standards and requirements.
Great. Can you explain how it works?
Sure. You will receive boxes with locks a week prior to the scheduled date. You are asked to sort through and fill the boxes with unnecessary paperwork. All documents will be destroyed at your site, at the truck equipped with a large shredder at a scheduled date.
That's perfect. Could you come and see me to estimate the price?
Number 59. What kind of business does the man run? Number 60. According to the woman, what will be provided in advance? Number 61. What does the man ask the woman to do? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and building directory. Allison, there's a business that needs to be removed from our building directory at the end of the month. The owner of Fiona's Shoes does not plan to renew the contract.
Okay, but that's surprising. That business has been in the mall for a long time.
Right, but the owner said that the rent is too high for her budget these days. She's moving her shop to a place that is less expensive.
That's understandable. So, is there another business ready to use that location?
Not yet. We need to start looking for someone soon.
All right. I'll call our real estate agent right away.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Which location has a business that is leaving? Number 63. According to the man, why will a business leave the mall? Number 64. What will the woman do next? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Thank you for calling Rainbow Flower Shop. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling from Larson Accounting, and I'd like to order some flowers for our annual employee banquet.
All right. All of our bouquets come with a free plastic vase. Do you know what you'd like to order?
Well, I think the deluxe wildflower mix looks good. I'd like 10 of those, but I'll also need something to give to our CEO.
Sure. The standard rose mix is an elegant choice. Would you like one of those?
Yes, please. And could you also send me information about the steps I can take to care for the flowers to make them last longer?
Number 65. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 66. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for a bouquet for the CEO? Number 67. What does the woman ask the man to send? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hi, you've reached the building management office of Fritz Outlets.
Hello, I'm Sandy Becker, the owner of Becker's Bags.
What can I do for you, Ms. Becker?
I just heard from a customer that the handrail on one of the stairwells to the parking lot is damaged. Do you think you could send someone to fix it?
Of course. Which stairwell is it?
Hang on, let me ask.
If it's the one next to Dynamo Toys, we just sent someone to repair it last week.
No, not that one. It's the one between Hendrix Fashion and Cook's Kitchen.
Ah, I see. Okay, we'll send someone to look at it right away.
Number 68. Who is the woman? Number 69. What does the woman ask the building management to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which stairwell is the woman referring to?